Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Early afternoon for some of you. This is On the Real with Dr. Deb, and today I'm just breathless. It's breathtaking to think about what just happened the last 3 weeks with the year of the 31st Olympiad, and I was glued to the television every opportunity I got to watch the USA do their thing. And then, of course, watching all the other countries show up and perform and win gold medals and win bronze medals and silver medals, it was just an exciting time. But the thing that struck me the most in all of that glory of all of those wins and medals was the fact that the commercials were so multicultural. They were so full of diversity, so full of difference, so mixed in and mixed up with all kinds of people sharing their lives and with themes, of course, Olympic themes all through, but just very clearly representative of the entire human family. And these commercials, of course, showed up in English, which is my native language. And so as I watched the cereal commercial, the cleaning commercial, the car commercials, I just couldn't help but wonder, how in the world can we pull that off for the global family? But we can't do that in our everyday lives here in the USA. The red, white, and blue. What it suggested to me is that we can do it. We just choose not to do it. And I don't know if that, well, no. I suspect that it was because we were on a international stage. We were on an international stage, and we would like to present ourselves as the multicultural family that we are, inclusive of everyone all the time, at least for 3 weeks. So we know what to do. We know how it should look. We know how we should be, but we can't find ourselves doing that all the time. Now, I wonder, since most of us believe that the God of this country is green with a presidential face on it, I wonder, did they lose any of the corporations and companies and people who are behind the scenes who sponsored the USA? I wonder, did they lose any money presenting us as a United States, United family? I suspect that they probably gave a lot, but nobody gives without getting. That's just the way it is. Even when you try to be magnanimous and just give without expecting something in return, something always returns. That just must be a law of the universe. And so we watched as our country presented its best contending athletes. And then we watch our country and the different companies that sponsor the USA team as they put their best efforts forward to present commercials that represent all of who we are, all of the people that we are. And I was imagining the minds. I love the one where the guy, the black guy, or he was brown, and his girlfriend was clearly white, and they competed about everything, who got up first, who everything. I just thought that was just beautiful. And I was trying to imagine the room with these marketing minds coming up with these things. you know, the guy driving his van, his children, and, you know, has this great, this van that's full of safety features for his family. And then, of course, he's being like the kind of dad, like, you know, pipe down, because I'm at least I'm taking care of you. No, you can't have ice cream. No, you can't use the restroom. I got to drive all this way. I mean, just a beautiful, just funny parody of what parents go through trying to take care of their kids. So I'm watching, I'm looking at this, and I'm imagining all of the room full of marketers who are saying, okay, let's do this. Okay, now let's add this to it. Okay, now let's, and we can do that, what, 3 weeks? We can do that for 3 weeks every 4 years. But we can't do that every day. No way we could think that inclusive every day, every week, every time we come to the room, to the boardroom, to create some ideas. Now, I know these were commercials, but behind these commercials were people who clearly know what a global community looks like, who clearly know what it looks like to be inclusive. I would like to think this is a room full of different kinds of people, gay people, straight people, black people, brown people, old people, young people, seasoned people, neophytes. I would imagine that room was full of all kinds of minds, because there's no way a homogeneous, single group thinking group could come up with the diversity and inclusion that was representative in all of those commercials. So we know what to do, and clearly we know when to do it. But I guess my question continues to be, how can we do this all the time, all the time? No doubt, I think in so many, many ways, this is the greatest country on the planet. Even people who come here to visit, they don't appreciate a lot of things. They don't appreciate the racism that we have created, the divisions that we have created, but they love this country because of the ideals and the freedom and the stuff. And they do. And so we do. So we have the ability to be great in so many ways. But in so many other ways, we are negligent. We refuse to. And when I say we, I mean the people who have the ability to do this. I mean the people who have the power of creating thought, as they did with the commercial, who have the power to embrace and suggest images of what family really is like, what love really does feel like, what multicultural inclusiveness looks like. And no doubt the media is probably the most powerful, and one of the most powerful, if not the most powerful influence that we have in this country. And so those who fund the media, those who own the media companies, I guess this whole few minutes that I have to share is directed to you. What did you lose these last 3 weeks? What did you lose? And what did you lose that you did not gain in some other kind of way, whether it was monetarily, if you have any kind of altruistic ideologies or beliefs or feelings? You didn't lose anything. And if anything, you've gained the possibility there were people watching this, children watching the show, deciding that they want to be a part of a family that looks like the ones that they saw in those commercials, that they live in a country where there are all kinds of people that contribute to the greatness of the country. I was smiling at every commercial. I was just excited to see the effort that was put into giving an image of an inclusive USA, USA, USA. And watching our athletes hug each other and hug people from other countries, and just this beautiful display of humanity. I think that's what the Olympics represent. People of all, from all different nations, from different nations coming together and competing in a global setting, but that is also very much in your living room. And so I started these presentations, these episodes about the race problem in our country, because I believe that we can do so much better. The global family that we saw these past 3 weeks in the Olympics, the global family representation, the multicultural representation of family that we saw in the commercials is one that we can recreate every week. We cannot win as a family if we don't think about all of us, because it takes all of us. It takes all of us. As much as some of us think we can do without the other group, imagine your world where everybody is like you, looks like you, thinks like you, and has nothing to add to who you are. I suspect at some point that group does not exist, does not thrive, does not live, does not survive. So as you think about our family as a USA family, as a global family, if you will, I would like also to invite you to think about what you can do, what you can do. Now I'm talking to all of us. What you can do to make a difference in helping to create this family. And I, from my standpoint, the first thing you can do is relinquish your idea that any one of us is not valuable. Put another way, understand the fact that we are all valuable and we all bring something beautiful, something lovely, something needed to our family system, and that our family cannot thrive, will not grow, would not live to see another century if we keep othering each other the way we do, if we keep abusing each other the way we do, if we keep oppressing each other, if there's hate involved, if we keep hating each other, if we do not begin to love and care and embrace our differences and capitalize in the most positive sense on those differences, we will not thrive. We will not be this great country that we desire to be. We will lose. And we won't see USA at the top of the charts with winning all the medals. We won't even be on green if we don't start sitting down at the kitchen table and deciding that we are going to do something about bringing our family more together, making our family representative of the families that we had in the commercials these past 3 weeks. It's been my pleasure to share this with you. I love this country, will not be leaving, don't want to live anywhere else, but I sure would love my family to be more, let's see, functional, way more functional than what it is. This has been On the Real with Dr. D and Dr. Deborah, and until next time, you know what to do. I see you at the kitchen table. One love. Signing off.